Welcome to your 5 for today. When we were young and on the beginning of life's journey, well-meaning people encouraged us to take every opportunity that life offers, to make the most of life, to live life to the full, to use all our ability and talents to reach our full potential. We could well ask the question, how much longer do I have to live life to the full? To enjoy the good things of life. Maybe we really don't want to think about this sort of thing, but the issue is real, and the reality won't go away. So how long have I still got? I discovered recently that there are statistics available regarding life expectancy. Interestingly, length of life can be determined by where you live, and whether you are male or female. That generally ladies live longer than men, and people who are less well off do not live as long as those who have no financial worries. This, of course, is all in the realms of generality. Some people come from families that we say that are long livers, but there are obviously no guarantees. This time last year, the Office for National Statistics stated that life expectancy in England and Wales was 81. That males on average live for 79.4 years and females live for 83.6 years. However, the oldest person alive in Britain today is a lady named Olive Bore, and she is 113 years 260 days. In fact, there are two ladies who are 113 years old. According to recent reliable records, the oldest person was Charlotte Hughes, who lived to be 115 years, 228 days. We are grateful for all the advances in modern medical science, and that helped to improve the quality of life and enable so many to live longer. But the wise man who tells us there is a time to be born also reminds us there is a time to die. The Bible clearly states, "It is appointed unto man once to die." Last week I went to see an old friend in hospital. He became very ill and had an emergency operation. He told me the doctors said they could only relieve his pain, but they could do nothing more to help him. My friend is 86 years old and accepting of his situation, saying confidently that he's not afraid of dying because he knows he is right with God and knows where he is eventually going. He means, of course, heaven. How can he be so sure of what he is saying? And on what authority is that he basing his solid hope? The Bible and the words of Jesus, the Son of God, are the Christian's authority and the foundation of certainty, assurance, and peace. Blessings that lie beyond this scene are found in Christ alone. No amount of praying or good living would ever be sufficient to remove my guilt before God. I stand condemned for who I am and what I have done. Yet to discover there is a Saviour who is sinless and died for the guilty, that his death now satisfies God's justice and can make us right with God. Many have come into the good of such amazing blessing by believing it was all for me. Trust in the crucified and living Saviour brings happiness, peace of mind, and forgiveness. My friend in hospital has this assurance, although his present circumstances are obviously not what he would have chosen. Preparation for the next life can lift us above the present trying circumstances and give us peace, both now and evermore. Thank you for listening.